This is GQDN for Tuesday, May 27th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25 by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes, including Quest Worthy. If you don't want Quest Worthy, put in the promo code Quest in the checkout line. You get 25% off of your purchase, no matter what you get. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff up there. Good couple years worth. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some news about Dragon Quest 1 and 2. We have a retiree for Call of Duty. So yeah, we're hitting the esports corner. And there's a lot of college football coming. Yes, there is. Now, there wasn't really anything that really piqued my interest for major news today. So we're just going to go right down the line, starting off with Nintendo, because they did do some updates on the Nintendo Switch 2 game compatibility list. So they and the third-party developers were working behind the scenes that would make sure that Nintendo Switch software titles would work as intended on Nintendo Switch 2. So they made a game compatibility list today, and there was a number of games that shifted from the startup issues category to the issues that are planned to be addressed category. Now, there are still some big name titles who still have issues, but one of those will be the stellar Nier Automata, the end of Yura edition, but you can still see which software does work and where some of the software does not work. So they're still working on stuff. This would be considered Part B. Unless you're a PlayStation person, because the state of play, or the games of play. No, that's not what it's called the days of play. Oh, I'm an idiot. The PlayStation days of play is going on right now. Well, it starts on tomorrow. So we'll begin with PushSquare.com, and they did say that some of the PlayStation Plus Essential games for June will be coming. NBA 2K25, Alone in the Dark, Bomb Rush Cyberpunk, and Destiny 2, The Final Shape. That'll be available May 28th. So why May 28th? Because they are celebrating the days of play. This comes to us from the PlayStation blog. So here's what they said, quote, "It's official. The Days of Play is back for 2025. We're kicking off the 2025 celebration on May 28th with community activities, new content coming to PlayStation Plus, and great offers on PlayStation 5 consoles, games, and accessories. So Days of Play is all about celebrating our players and the moments of play that make being a part of the PlayStation community so special. With an exciting year ahead filled with new game releases, experiences, and milestones. It's a great time to check on the latest PlayStation activities and promotions we have planned for this year's celebration. The Days of Play begin on May 28th, right after midnight, and it will last through June 11th, up to midnight. Now, they did provide a list of what will be coming in the Days of Play, and the things that will be coming to the game catalog, which would include Grand Theft Auto 3, Another Crab's Treasure, Skull and Bones, and the Destiny 2 Legacy Collection. You'd also have Myst and Riven in the game trials, Kingdom Come Deliverance 2, and Civilization 7. And there are also some deals that are going on as well, which means the PlayStation 5 console Call of Duty Black Ops 6 bundle will be available for $400, saving up to $120. And this goes along with Engadget.com. You can get $50 off of your PlayStation 5 Pro along with the sale, which means instead of $700, you could pay $650 if you want it. But that's not the only thing. $50 off of the PlayStation VR 2 headset and the Horizon Call of the Mountain bundle. $30 off of the Pulse Explorer wireless earbuds. $30 off of the DualSense Edge wireless controller, $20 off of the Access controller, and $20 off of the DualSense wireless controller. Also, there are a lot of PlayStation games that are on sale now. That will end on 6/11, so about 3 weeks. And it is a vast number of games. Let's see if we find some big ones. I think that there are, and maybe even some small ones too, such as Animal Well, Atom Fall, Balatro, Ben 10 Power Trip, if you're into the series, Bluey's there too, Cat Quest 3, okay if you like cats, Cyberpunk 2077, that includes Phantom Liberty and the Ultimate Edition, DayZ, Devil May Cry, 5 Deluxe, and Virgil, the Special Edition, and the HD Collection, 4SE Bundle, all on sale. Doom is on sale. The Eternal Standard Edition is also on sale. Dragon Age on sale. Dragon Quest Builders on sale. They're a pretty good game, Dragon Quest 11, which I would suggest that you get. Far Cry, some of the Far Cry series is on sale. Primal and New Dawn Deluxe Edition, if you're into that. New Dawn was pretty good. Grand Theft Auto 5, Gotham Knights as well. Grand Theft Auto 5 Premium Edition, too. There's a lot of them here. Lego, a lot of Lego games. Go check it out. Marvel's Midnight Suns, go check that out too. Monster Energy, MLB The Show 25, good time for that. No Man's Sky, Pacific Drive, that's a big indie one. Subnautica, Tekken 8, The Sims, and The Smurfs. I just had to put those two together. World War Z is also on sale. WrestleQuest also on sale. WWE 2K25 Standard and the Bloodline Edition on sale. Go check them all out on the PlayStation Store for PlayStation only, but this one will be on the PlayStation Store very soon, meaning July the 10th. Hardcore Gamer said that EA College Football 26 now has a new cover. In fact, it has two players prominent on them. It is Ryan Williams from Alabama, big-time wide receiver there, but I'm an Ohio State fan. Yeah, Jeremiah Smith's on there too. In fact, just the two of them are on one cover, and the deluxe edition cover has a lot of players to it, even mascots. I see a duck, a Georgia dog, a Tennessee dog, a lot of different schools, and a lot of different players are all right there in the deluxe edition. The standard edition has only the two players on it. If you get the deluxe edition, you get 3 days of play early, so you get early access. That means that's the MVP edition, and that would go along with Madden NFL 26. So, will you get it? It will release July 10th this year. Well, you get this one too. DualShocker said that Lort, which is a rain-like type of game, is now in the works. Now, this is coming from Shaq and Zach, which is the former publishing marketing lead, the lead producer of Fortnite, because they decided to form a new studio to make something new. They did state, quote, "We are a group of internet-raised game developers who are tired of the AAA industry consistently letting down players and developers," end quote. And they are clear, or they have a clear desire to make something high quality when they went to the indie scene. Now, there's a ton of playtesting that's going on, and they are getting some feedback from the industry veterans because they've been working on the open world roguelike for quite a while. Now, Lort is inspired by Deep Rock Galactic and Risk of Rain 2, Muck, V Rising, and Lethal Company. And after 2 years of development, they did unveil the title. Now, they have been hesitant about announcing anything, but they did release the name and a trailer to it. Now, what DualShocker said is they felt like it's between the Breath of the Wild and Risk of Rain 2, because you'll be exploring and scavenging a massive area, getting powers up from the items in the chest. Now, they did like the weapon swapping mechanics, where you could play any class you want, but you would still be allowed to pick up a bow, mace, sword, switching between your weaponry while you're moving around. They do have some big maps, according to DualShockers. Now, the team is focusing on the co-op multiplayer game, And we shall see what happens with this game if it comes out what is planned for quarter four this year. We shall see. Now we go back to Nintendo. Because the My Nintendo app, according to My Nintendo News, I'm sorry, it's not the My Nintendo app, it's Nintendo Today app. Yeah, My Nintendo News. Because they are not allowing people to grab videos and screenshots. Now, they've been doing that for a little bit, because people were putting up videos and screenshots on some other media platforms. And Nintendo apparently is not happy about that. So they had to put an update on the Nintendo Today app, so that way they could stop the screen sharing from happening. Now, on Reddit, QPlay8 did find this and said, quote, "The Nintendo Today app is quietly adding a DRM or similar measure that prevents the capture or recording of content, making it impossible to archive promotional material for the Switch 2 in the future," end quote. So, Nintendo said no. No reason why. So, would you like to do a test drive instead? Okay, Pure Xbox did say that the test drive publisher did regain a racing game because EA did give up on the WRC license with the developer Codemasters, which means Test Drive Unlimited Solar Crown is now working on a new WRC game from 2027 through 2032. And Nikon, who did previously publish the WRC titles from 2015 to 2023, may think that the deal could be extended as well. That is, if the two parties are happy with the way things are going. So, here's what the team said in a press release. Quote, "We are thrilled to renew our collaboration with the WRC promoter. This iconic license provides an exceptional playground to build a highly refined driving experience that lives up to the expectations of rally fans. Between 2015 and 2023, we had the opportunity to work closely with the championship's official teams and many drivers, allowing us to gain solid and unique experience in translating rallying into a video game experience. This new venture marks a major milestone, a fully reimagined project driven by a passionate and specialized team with a clear ambition to elevate rally games to new heights," end quote. So good for them. They get that back. And now we gotta wait about 7 years? Yeah, pretty much. No waiting around for this one. We're going to the esports corner now, because a Call of Duty world champion named Attach did announce his retirement. And that is Dylan Attach Price. Did announce his retirement after professional play after competing for 11 years. Now, he did achieve some feats throughout his career, including the youngest ever Call of Duty World Champion, winning the 2015 Call of Duty World Championship at 18 years old. So he did post it on X, quote, "After 11 years of professional Call of Duty, it's my time to hang the jersey up. For the first moment I played the game, I instantly fell in love. Once I learned about game battles and competitive COD, it was my dream to become a professional player. The fact that I was able to live out my childhood dream and meet so many amazing people along the way will be something I cherish for life," end quote. But he also said, quote, "Without you, none of this was possible," end quote. Now, there is a documentary called Story of Attach on his YouTube channel. So you could see some of the things that he has done on that channel. So what could he be doing after that? Maybe he can get into racing. PC Gamer did say that the Moza replica Essenza SCV12 wheel is coming into fruition. Now, right now, there's no details on the price of said wheel, but Next Gen 4.0 does have the algorithm. If you like the M Booster active pedals, PC Gamer said that's no slouch right there, and that will be about $1,000 with the CRP2 throttle. But they're saying it's pretty much worth it, because there is a Moza R5 bundle that is 27% off right now, starting at $435. But for this one, where we started off with the Skoda Course SCV12, There is no price to it. But if you want to see that in action, that did debut at the Dallas DreamHack Convention this week. But if you want to save money on something, if you need a monitor, hey, we're big on monitors, right? You could get a 240Hz 1440p Acer Nitro for 23% off. And that's the Acer Nitro XB272U up on Amazon for $230. PC Games N gave us that. Yes, they did. So you can check that out on Amazon. We will end today's show, a long one for me, with pure Xbox and Nintendo everything, because Dragon Quest Remake 1 and 2 will be coming to Xbox and Nintendo this October. That is October 30th. So, and that will be coming via Square Enix. And that includes the Collector's Edition, where you can get a lot of stuff. Exclusive on the Square Enix store. You can get the Ring of Strength, Slime Earrings, Liberty's Vest, and a Mad Cap. You also get the Character Monster Recollect Book Complete Set, the collectible game case for the Edric Trilogy, and that will all be coming to all the consoles this 30th, this October 30th. Xbox loves it because it's Xbox. But it's not just Xbox. No. It's everywhere and everything. Switch is gonna get it. PlayStation's gonna get it. We all gonna get it. You can get us too. Because we are up on Dawn Forge. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2025. All rights are reserved. Oh, Dragon Quest. Go play some games, people.